Thank you for calling the inspirational phone line of Second Presbyterian Church. We hope this message will be a blessing to you today and in the days to come. This week's scripture lesson is from Mark chapter 6, verses 6b through 13, and then verses 30 through 32. Hear now the word of the Lord. Then he went about among the villages teaching. He called the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave the place. If any place will not welcome you, and they refuse to hear you as you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them." So they went out and proclaimed that all should repent. They cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. While Jesus was speaking to the disciples here, he has practical wisdom for us. Jesus sent the disciples out in pairs. It is safer for us to also go out in pairs. And it is almost always more fun to travel and work with a buddy. Jesus instructed the disciples in what to pack or not pack. Maybe this should serve as a reminder to those of us, myself included, who tend to overpack. Jesus guided the disciples on where they should stay and the work that they would do. We should also heed the voice of God as we go about our days. When the disciples returned, they told Jesus of their work. Jesus told them to go off by themselves for a bit and rest. We also need to remember to spend some time alone to recharge. We can't be reminded enough to rest. We have so many demands on our time and energy that we often forget or just put off our need to rest and recharge. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for your teaching. Help us and our friends, family, and coworkers as we travel through our days going about the work you have set before us. Help us to remember your instructions. Remind us to rest. Give us the peace to set aside the demands on our time and energy and rest in you. Amen.